Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios right here at Yahoo Sports Radio. We would love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports, and you can always email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. And remember, you can listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. You can listen on any computer or smart device by going to StreamYSR.com. Right now, it's time to open up the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. We're going to introduce one of the amazing minds and talents that covers the NBA for Yahoo Sports. That is Mr. Mark Spears, and I know he is ready for the long haul, the big season ahead. It's going to be good to hear your voice. Okay, I know you're out in Cali and Golden State, of course, winning it all. I mean, it was a long off season, and I did have a chance to, you know, see you actually meet you out at the NBA Summer League in Las Vegas. Before we get underway and start talking about all the teams and the Lakers, and I mean, did you get a chance to kind of decompress and just take some time off?
Oh, you know what? It's funny. I've talked to some other writers, and they're like, "You ready for the season?" And everybody kind of says, "Man," and I'm talking about the NBA writers who are like, "Look, we probably all could use an extra month." And I think the Warriors players, when I've talked to them, they said the same. This is actually a lighter year because there's, you know, no USA basketball involved other than their mini camp. So next year will be crazier because they'll be in preparation for the Olympics. So they'll start, the USA team will start in like mid-July and kind of carry on through for a while. So, but the people that work Monday through Friday working hard, they're not listening to us. They're like, you got to cover basketball for a living. So we're not digging ditches. We'll be all right. Yeah. But, I'm ready, and I'm curious to see, you know, how this Golden State Warriors team will fare. I think they're ready. I think that the trash talking that the Clippers have done, that the Cavaliers have done, that others have done, the lack of respect has actually really helped the Warriors focus and come in good shape and come in hungry and feeling like, you know, they got to prove that they're worthy of being champions.
Is this a team that can repeat and win 67 games and a title again?
You know what? I do think they have the talent to repeat. I actually think they'll be a better team than before because now they're experienced. They've been through the battles. They know what it's like. You know, a year ago it was like, you know, couldn't they get over the hump of being in a tough position in the playoffs? Can they come from behind in the series? Well, we know they can because we've seen them do it. I think their team is the biggest challenge is, and you know, I go back to when I covered the Celtics for the Boston Globe when they won their championship in 2008. You know, the Celtics came back ready. They came back hungry. They came back in really good shape now. But that team was older, you know. And so that is something that helps Golden State is they're still a, you know, relatively young team. But the big challenge is, and I saw it with the Celtics team is, you know, no matter where they went, no matter who they played, it's like their homecoming. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Every game, a team is given their 150% effort because they want to beat the champ. You could have a team that's not getting really good attendance, and because they're playing the Warriors, they're gonna get people coming to the game that weren't coming to the game before. It's going to be sold out. Your friend that never comes to the game all of a sudden wants tickets to the game.
Right.
So I think this is a different situation, you know, than the Warriors are accustomed to. They're not used to being the darling. They're not used to people being excited to see them. But now you got Steph, you got Clay, you got Draymond, you got guys that are icons. And every game, it's going to be tough. And I remember seeing the Clippers play the Celtics after the Celtics won, and the Clippers had one of the worst teams in the NBA at the time, and they ended up beating them. And I think after the game, you could have sworn the Clippers won the NBA championship. They're so happy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the Warriors are going to get on a nightly basis now being champions.
Yahoo Sports NBA writer Mark Spears joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell, and as we zero in on the Golden State Warriors, obviously they return a roster, a full roster that is, but what about in terms of with their head coach Steve Kerr? No timetable on his return, and how did he rupture a disc in his back?
Well, he's got a really tough and sad situation, and you know, we're still not certain when he'll return. I think this is a really, really tough situation for Luke Walton to be in, being the interim coach. You know, if Coach Gentry was still around, then not with the Pelicans, he certainly easily would have, you know, filled that role.
Sure.
And but he's gone. It's a little surprising to me that they didn't move Ron Adams into that role. He has previous head coaching experience with Fresno State, and an older guy in the league.
But, Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah, and so, but I think that, you know, Steve Kerr obviously had real strong confidence in Walton, and they believe that because this is an older, you know, a veteran team, that it's not like, say, the Kings with a bunch of new guys, or a really, really young team like Orlando, that they could probably kind of be coached by autopilot a little bit. But I think there is some concern in Golden State that there is some slippage defensively. There's some kind of slippage in their preseason play to make them a little bit concerned about how they're going to be without Kerr. But that being said, it's really hard to gauge because it is preseason. And, you know, we probably really won't know what kind of impact it is without Steve until he's gone in the regular season, if such is the case.
You know, Mark, you talk about slippage defensively with Golden State, but you've watched them in the preseason. How do they look in terms of offensively? Are they in sync?
Oh, they look real explosive, really good. And one thing I noticed from their game on Tuesday night, they're moving the ball really, really well. Very unselfishly, probably even more unselfish than before.
How many passes before they take a shot?
I mean, sometimes you see aggressiveness.
Okay.
And then it's like either very aggressive or very passive. And I think they just depends on the situation of the defense. So I think I have no worries about their offensive at all and what they're capable of doing and what they will do. I think from a defensive standpoint, I'm sure Warriors fans, the Warriors themselves, the players, the coaching staff would probably like to see something more impressive.
Yahoo Sports NBA writer Mark Spears with us tonight at YSR. We've got to step aside for a quick commercial break. We will be right back.